Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. It's good being with you today on the Vibrant Living Network, and welcome you. Seeing is such a big deal. It's the ability to see. I'm so happy you're here today, and we're in such a re-examination period, right? Re-examining, re-inquiring. I just want to say that this quality of what we might call ruthless compassion, the ability to meet people where they are and not conclude on them or assume they're a certain way, is such a beautiful challenge. I'm going to get more into that. I'm going to give you guys some other imagery you could work with today. I want to welcome our Vibrant Living team, Dr. Gail Randall, who continues to be such a contributor on so many levels in my life. She's a genius. She went to school inquiring. She went to get a medical degree after being a professor at UCLA and asked the question, what really allows people to blossom their healing? What allows people to become unblocked? How she could personally work with people in a way where their anthropology and their conditioning and their belief don't get in the way. I'm honored to have a new course with her. We'll be sharing what they call healing beyond belief, which has the practices, and we'll be talking about them today, the practices of vibrant immunity. Well, here she is. I call her my general. Dr. Gail Randall, welcome.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for that. That's very good. Your phone's breaking up a little bit, though. I don't know if you can move to a better place.
The moving to a better place is an ongoing inquiry, and I'll see if I could do something. Let me know.
Isn't it? Yeah, well, I'm very happy to be here today. We're going through this transition, sort of forced transition, and a lot of it is interestingly good. You know, we're planting gardens, as we all should have been in the first place. We're keeping our community. We're learning better self-care, if you will. And so, you know, although there's darkness, if you shine your light, there can be no darkness. And, of course, we all know that through love, joy, compassion, gratitude will shine your light and increase your immunity and make you safer. But it doesn't make you immune unless you do the practices as well, the just ordinary clean practices, which is stay home. You know, if you look on my Instagram, if there's a whole protocol that still stands, I put it up 3 weeks ago, called staying safe amidst the coronavirus crisis. And it's all on there. You know, wash your hands with fuzzy soap. When you come home, take off your shoes, wash off your shoes with gloves. You know, all the gloves are gone, so use regular kitchen gloves and then wash them off with fuzzy soap. But if you have alcohol, use it. Vodka works fine. And just be very meticulous about your cleansing and try to stay home as much as possible.
My children say to me, they say, stay home and chill. That's their mantra to me.
Right.
That's their mantra.
You can use that time to reconnect with God. A lot of people don't take time to do that. Pray, meditate, you know, really get deep in spirit and do a little exercise. I can't go to Pilates, so I've been doing my Pilates movement, you know, on the floor. Just everything that I can think of to do, I do. And it's all meaningful. It's all part of a big picture. And keep hopeful. Viktor Frankl, who wrote, I think, was it the Meaning of Life or something like that? But
Man's Search for Meaning.
Thank you, Man's Search. Thank you. And, you know, he was in the concentration camp, and he noticed people who lived, oh, my God, they beyond the human ability to survive were the conditions they were in. But people would stay alive if they had hope. They had hope, and they felt like they had purpose or would have purpose, that they could, you know, see themselves on the other side of it. They survived. And as soon as somebody lost hope, like, they would die, like, within minutes. So it's so important, that hope and shining the light and keeping that going. So
that's beautiful. I want to thank Heidi this morning. We did a writing session. Heidi is a new dear family member, and I realized that she sort of summoned something in the conversation. So summoning is sort of when we're with someone and we bring out something in them that they could experience. So it's sort of like what Dr. Gary said a couple of weeks ago. He talked about the going from one part of our brain, which is just focused on our me, to really focusing to the other person and kind of making that connection. So Viktor Frankl is one of my heroes. I mean, I that was a profound book, and his message is timeless and so wisdom filled. So you've called her the sound master. The Sound Lady. I guess her website is The Sound Lady. It is thesoundlady.com. Kathleen Beggy's with us this morning. And we're going to talk about immunity and sound. And I had a story to share about this to kind of give you a perspective on sound that happened in my life. And this is going to be sort of unusual. But so when people come to see me here, actually, when they used to travel, remember when we used to travel? We used to see each other and travel? So people would travel here, and the first thing I would do, we used to travel. So they would come to see me, and the first thing I would do is I would take them on this hike, and I would meet them at Kripalu. I'd meet them in an inn. And but I had this I was going to meet someone, and something occurred that was very upsetting to me. And I remember being upset and feeling it in my body, feeling the buzz of that. And then I went to work with someone, and the whole session was on my bone marrow. So as we live our lives out of our body with the concerns of our intellect and our analytical self, there's this other whole universe that's inside of us with sounds and colors. And I'm going to give out some imageries today. One of the imageries, by the way, is rainbow, the color of rainbow. So if you exhale three times, I want you to just inhale the color of rainbow. So rainbow is the remedy when you lose hope. That's the color of the rainbow. When you lose hope, that will bring back that sense of hope and that sense of optimism. So when I dropped into my bone marrow and felt my bone marrow, I went from feeling this sense of anticipation and fear to like, oh my God, I'm in another place in the mansion, your body, right? And then I felt really safe. So when I met Kathleen, I realized, she teaches people to access these places of sound. And she teaches them how to bring the sounding into the life. As you said last week, you told her story that when she was 40, she was developing severe asthma. And it was that point in life and this is what I love about you, Gail, is you're an inquirer. You're the new breed of physician. So rather than concluding, okay, that person now has a chronic ailment, right? So aging in our culture, right, is kind of like you get a prescription, but you also get the diagnostic of your aging and breaking down. A lot of times that's an association. Whereas what happened with Kathleen is she inquired and she started sounding. And I want to welcome you to the format today, Kathleen. Welcome, 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 welcome. You used sound to reverse and open up your breath again. I also want to welcome Lisa LaRose, my honored producer. I just got a text from, Lisa, I got a text from the Dog Mystic. Are you there, Dog Mystic, today? Dog Mystic? Maybe she does. She said she was not feeling good, but not, she doesn't have a flu or anything. She's just a little, taking a little break. So, Kathleen, welcome. My bone marrow story. You're really welcome. My bone marrow story, and I loved your. One of the things I just want to say, I want to acknowledge. We talked about this morning, Kathleen, that when Gail's on the air, I feel like one of the things she's doing, and I want you guys to really tune into this. Having she's both a medical doctor and medicine woman, and medicine human being. She's amazing. I want you to listen when she talks about this thing called the coronavirus. So the thought virus of the coronavirus is much worse than the coronavirus. So one of the things I'm going to have Dr. Gail repeat this, that it's not there. The way to hold it and see it is very different than the cultural framework of it. She said last week, clearly, it's a weak virus. It's a wimpy virus. We're going to talk about that today on our Vibrant Immunity segment. And we're going to talk about how you eradicate things in your life, build your immunity and closeness. They talk about social distance. They have please socially distance, but never forget about being intimate and allowing intimacy as you pass people and feel them and tune into them. Okay, Kathleen, I'm sorry. It's been you are a source of inspiration. Share with people. We're going to talk today about sounding and healing and awakening the sounds that wake up your immune system and the body's intelligence.
I love that, what you said. She started sounding. I love that.
The sound what? I didn't hear that.
Like a whale. You know?
Thanks. I thought it might be interesting today if I just gave an example of a little sounding that you could do that will just lift your energy, raise your frequency, and it doesn't take long at all.
Please.
So if you just take a deep breath, and when we were kids, we used to do this. You ever make a siren sound from low to high and back down again? Ooh. You can feel the energy in your body rising and falling. You're breathing. And then if you want to scoop up the energy off the floor and throw it up over your head as the sound goes up and comes out, and then all the sound comes down like a rainbow of light back down to the earth. Something as simple as that will really lift your spirits and give your body a range of frequency to work with. And yes, let's all do it. Just take a deep breath, and you're going to reach down to the floor, and you're going to bring this energy up just like you're doing a Qigong move or a Tai Chi move, right? And you're bringing the energy up and throwing your arms over your head and then watching the waterfall of light and the rainbow of light coming down back to the earth, creating a circuit. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, how does that feel?
Awesome. It felt like we were floating in the rainbow. Fabulous.
Yeah, and it's just a simple thing to do. But when you're down, when you're low on energy, you know, there are a lot of people who are mourning, lost loved ones now, and it's really hard to shine your light. When you're mourning, you know, you're working with other people's light and hoping other people are shining light towards you. But that little sound exercise will do a lot to lift your spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And to help your immune system, because our brain is frequency. It's everything is frequency, and all the inputs that coming into the brain are frequency. And when you give the brain frequency with your voice, it knows exactly what to do it and where to put it in your body. It's just a quick little way to help yourself. Dr. Gail, I had a question for you, you were talking about cleaning things, being all out of alcohol and cleaning sprays and all of that. I've been using vinegar. Does that work?
Yes, vinegar works. This is the secret. The virus is weak because it has a fatty envelope. And anything that cuts through that fatty envelope, it hates heat. So that's what the warm teas several times a day is about. Gargle with water with a little bit of vinegar or a little bit of lemon, two, three times a day. Wash things down with vinegar. Vodka works. You know, if you're out of vinegar, everybody's hoarded up the alcohol, but there's plenty of alcohol.
I could think of better things to do with vodka.
You know, but if you need it, and you know, this we're talking about your life here. So, yes, but if, you know, if you've got vinegar, that works great, yes. But
oh,
I just
thank
want to talk about your woo, because there's an exercise, I think, in yoga you make the sound of the dolphin. And the dolphin that's a very similar sound to what you're making. And in the American Tiwa, the dolphin keeps the song of the earth alive, singing over the waters, because water, you know, transmits sound. And so
if
we make that sound, like your sound or dolphin sound, whatever, we'll be doing that together. It'll bring us closer as a one.
Yes. Yes, yes. And there's, my pleasure. It's just a little thing that you can help yourself with during the day. You kind of, we're all in our homes and we think, what are we going to do next? And I don't have energy to do anything next. I'm just going to lay down on the couch and watch television. Well, okay, if you need to rest, but if you really need a pick-me-up, make that sound and give yourself a little boost, and then maybe you'll think of something else to do besides sit on the couch and watch television.
Yeah, it's a practice, and it's a good practice. I mean, we'll be keeping the song of life alive over the world if we do it. If everybody, like, would do that every day.
Yeah.
And how powerful that would
be. Well, I got goosebumps, so it feels pretty powerful.
Absolutely. Well, and for me, I think when you go out and, you know, you do have to go out to the grocery store or whatnot, even though you have to keep a distance, I think that when you look into somebody's eyes and you smile, and it's almost, you know, you drop into that heart space and, you know, you share something uplifting with somebody, it really can shift what's going on. You know, there's individuals that are working really tirelessly to keep the shelves stocked, and, you know, some of them don't want to be there, or they're working really, you know, long hours. I think it's important, you know, just to be grateful and just take a moment and, you know, say thank you. You know, really appreciate how hard you're working to make sure that we all have something.
I always do that. I always thank them for being there and, you know, smile, but they can't see me because I have a mask on. But your eyes can smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Irish.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're Irish. Without a doubt. I absolutely agree. You know, but, you know, and in going along with that, I think last week, Gail, you recommended lemons. You know, lemons help boost the T fighter cells. The rind has the essential oil of the lemon in it, and lemon oil has been proven to be antiviral, anti-infectious, antiparasitic, antibacterial. And when I traveled to Africa, you know, they didn't have hand sanitizers, but what they did have in the market were fresh lemons. And, you know, before you would buy street food, they would, you know, cut up and they would hand you lemon peel, and they would want you to sanitize your hands with it before you took the food. So I've been telling people, take, after you drink your lemon water, cut up the peels, put them in a little baggie, rub your hands on them when you go out, keep that viral, oil on your hands. And then when you come home, put the lemon rinds in water and boil them and let the aromatics go into the air. That's how, essential oils are distilled, and so you may as well benefit from them. Also, the long needle pines, the pine is really beneficial for the respiratory system. Those are all, and again, don't go out and rape and pillage the trees, but, to harvest some leaves that are, some of the pine needles that are available to you, can really make a big, big difference and, honor the things that are
more
in the earth.
Might be rosemary. A lot of people have rosemary growing in their gardens.
Absolutely.
For hedges.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a huge hedge, and I invite everybody over to come get some because there's so much. But it also mm-hmm. increases your brain drive neurotrophic factor by 140% or something like that, just smelling
mm-hmm.
it. So,
rosemary?
Rosemary.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, and as is thyme, thyme oil, is another one of those antis that, and you start to go, go on PubMed and look at some of the research studies that are done on thyme oil or oil of oregano. Are there some other plant medicines that you would recommend, Dr. Gale?
For now, for immunity, you mean?
Yes.
Or...
Uh-huh.
Well, immunity is
for respiratory.
We were talking. That's more for your anything mentholated, like rosemary, thyme, oregano. All those things are good for your lungs. But what's really good for your immunity are tonic mushrooms, like shiitake, maitake. They're really talking up maitake because of the beta glucan. Shiitake has a good amount of that as well, but maitake has more. I love Paul Stamets' mushrooms, but you can't get it. They're out globally now of my community. But they do still have the seven, the formula seven. And that's,
mm-hmm.
they know that the tonic mushrooms work better in concert with each other. Other immune boosters are things like astragalus, a really good root herb that increases T cells. Just like maitake, actually, and that's the ones that fight virus, fight fungus, fight cancer. And, vitamin C, good old vitamin C. Of course, you're getting it with your lemons and your oranges and stuff, but you can't get enough of it right now. So I would recommend if you can't get vitamin C to take, that would be good on top of eating a lot of fruit. And I'm just, thinking what I take.
Yeah.
But those are the main players, I would say.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then if you can't if you're having digestion issues and these you can't ingest something, there's always sound. You don't have to ingest it. And I do have on my website a free download available now for everyone. It's called Immune Support, and it's a meditation that I did daily for probably maybe 5 days a week for 15 years with my French horn playing and singing the harmonics of immunity, and I never got sick in those years. It's very, very powerful. It's free. It's a 5-minute audio download. Just go to thesoundlady.com to the shop tab, find the immune support and download it and just listen to it for 15 minutes a day. It's really helpful to really charge your immune system.
So I just want to make one more point, regarding this virus in terms of you can even have it. You can even have it in your throat because you can be a carrier. You can carry it for 14 days without even knowing you have it. And if you do this vinegar, the lemon, hot teas, you kill it. You kill it there. And so, you know, I would do that. Another herb I forgot to mention was umka, which is a really powerful antiviral herb.
How do you spell that, Gail?
U-M. I think it's either C-K-A or just K-A. I think Nature's Way has it. Nature's Way still has it, I think. Yeah. And then there's a really good product, but it's not available, so there's no sense in mentioning it. But I'll tell you, St. John's wort.
Yes.
Who knew? Is very powerful antiviral. So if you can't get the formulas and stuff like that, St. John's wort's the main ingredient.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I want to give out your Instagram again, because there's an Instagram Dr. Gail Randall has that she shares these protocols. So Gail, give out again your Instagram so people could read the protocol. So some of you haven't written this down. You'll be able to get it at the Instagram for Dr. Gail Randall. So Gail, go ahead please and give out your Instagram.
It's at Dr. Gail Randall.
Simple as that.
G-A-Y-L-E.
Simple as that.
And my website is Dr. G, or Dr. I don't even know what it is. It's Dr. E-M, like God Mother, drgmrandall.com.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Radio Network with Vibrant team members all around the world. Going beyond the interview to the depth of our a deeper dialogue, we have a summit coming up, a Vibrant Living Summit. It looks like it's going to be in June. I'm excited to let you guys know we're expanding our network, and it's all because of you inquiring and sharing your song, your wonder. And right now we're singing and exploring sounds. So stay with us for your immunity, along with the rest of the Vibrant Living team. I'm Glenn Brooks. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. And if you're ready to go beyond what your conditioning is. See, the thing is, a lot of times we don't even know our conditioning, right? We're so conditioned, we don't see it. This is a wonderful moment in this challenge to see beyond and to do something different. I just want to share with you a moment, another imagery you could use, which is the three red rings of fire, the three red rings of fire. So if you, in the morning, before you leave your house, I want you to see those three red rings of fire. Always begin with three exhalations. Okay? And then see those red rings of fire, put them around you. And relationally, you can put them around your loved ones, your husband, your wife, your children, your dog. See those red rings of fire, and then go out in the world. But as you go throughout the day, feel those. And when you get home, take them off. Take off those three red rings of fire. We live in a musical field, and how we communicate with people is mostly nonverbal, and mostly in some sense, when we go through the day and we really pay attention, we're summoning people, we're tuning into people, lot of times we hold that back as if it doesn't exist. Allow it to exist, and you'll notice that relational field. If people come up to you, even while we're social distancing, you'll feel that symphony, right, that different passage. So there's one more thing about that. There's another thing you give in the morning is I want you to forget about goal setting, and I want you to think about claiming. So exhale three times. See the blue sky, right? See the blue sky. Actually, you have three times. And see in the sky what you'd like to have happen. Like see clearly what you'd like to have and claim that. Some people could shoot an arrow into it. Feel that. And feel it in your bone marrow. Feel it in your body. Exhale three times. I always start the exercise with three times. And that, it shifts your whole way you're in your body. You know, we never learned this in school. No one, the teacher didn't say, good morning, class. We're about to get in our bodies. Let's come here together, right? So when I met with Dr. Randall, she fulfills the promise of being a new breed of physician. So we got to ask, what is the physician? Well, they heal themselves first. They heal themselves. It's the community around them. It's not just this individualistic thing. And I want to acknowledge, by the way, Dr. Valerie Hunt, our mutual loved family member. She's passed on, but her contribution, the last thing she said to me in our last meeting, she was a scientist at UCLA, Dr. Gail Randall, and met with her. The last thing she said to me, Glenn, it's just all about coming out of shock. The whole thing about healing is coming out of shock. So what does that mean to come out of shock? As an example, if you burn your finger on the stove, don't just rush away and get freaked out by it. Turn the stove to a much lower heat. So if it's on 10, turn it to 2 or 1. Now, very slowly, put your hand near the burn. It's way lower. It's 1, right? You don't have to put it on it. But allow yourself to exhale that. Allow yourself, particularly at the ending and the beginning of the days, to reverse the invisible damage that occurs. It's just slowliness. The significance of these times, or going beyond time, is we can slow down. Now, Kathleen, the wonder of sound and the contribution I feel like you're giving is that you're asking people to go beyond time, to dissolve time for a moment, which all sacred practices take us beyond time. So give someone a practice who they want to, you know, they know you've healed your own asthma. You've helped many, many people. Give people a really simple two or three exercises, too, that they could practice. Like, let's say they're listening to you and they're not, you know, they want to get a feel. What could they do first thing in the morning to get in touch with the sound of well-being, the sound of healing, or they even want to bring that to someone? We had a discussion the other day about someone who was not feeling well. I love the siren exercise, and I know Dr. Gill practices that when she shops at Erewhon Health Food Store. I know she practices that. I can see your sirening in there. Is that true, Gail? Do you siren when you shop? Up and down. And back.
Oh,
yeah,
but
I feel that from you.
Dolphining.
What's that? You've been what? You've been dolphining.
Yes.
That's good. I feel that. You are so – I just love who you are so much. So, Kathleen, why don't you go ahead. So what's an exercise that people could do in the morning to start – so right now what's happening, and this is, I think this is happening for a lot of people, they're inundated right now with information – that seems threatening and invasive. So they're not really listening to the sound or someone else. So one of your gifts is one of the gifts we had talked about is this wonder of listening to the listening. Share with people an exercise so they could practice this before they kind of dive into the world mind, if you will.
Okay. Well, first thing in the morning, your voice is such an important healing tool for yourself. There really isn't anything more powerful that you can access than the sound of your own voice. Your body reacts to the sound of your own voice. So if you're waking up full of, let's say you're waking up full of worry, I don't know what's going to happen today. I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't know where the food's coming from. I don't know if I'm going to have my house. I don't know if my friends are going to live or die. There's a whole lot of things to worry about now. But sound, the sound of your voice, you can change your mood, right? And that siren sound is one of them. If you just start, you know, really low and you're in bed in the morning and you just hum to yourself, humming is something that we do for ourselves, right? Sometimes you'll hum maybe for an infant, or maybe for your dog, but humming is a very, very powerful way to use your voice with the vibration stay inside of your body, and your brain
can access all the frequencies that you're making, just like a smorgasbord. It can go and pick out the frequencies that it really needs to help you, you know, stay healthy right now. So sighing, just a simple sigh, will do a lot to calm you down. Something that's going to require taking a deep breath and making a sound, any sound, and sustaining it. Whatever comes out, just take a deep breath, and whatever note comes out, the note that comes out, I guarantee you, is going to be a sound that your body needs. So just using your voice, and if you feel like screaming, if you feel like you're just so frustrated, you don't know what to do with yourself, then scream. Then shout, take a deep breath and just growl. It will release the tension. It will release the anxiety. Just give a good, you know, growl. That sort of thing really releases that pent up energy and frees up some space that you can then breathe some light into. Mm-hmm. Breathe some light into, because whenever you release something from your body with a sound, if you just kind of walk away and don't do anything else and then release it, you know, your body's going to pull back into it what it was used to having there. But if you fill that space with light after you've released it, your body's going to like the light a lot more than what used to be there. And it, yeah. And you can hold the light in that area. So that's a couple of ideas.
I want to call your attention to writing this down. We're going to give out the internet connection to the immune sounding exercises. By the way, I do want to thank Customer X. Customer X was at Whole Foods last week when I was speaking to Paula, the new front manager, who I absolutely love. She's so wondrous. Paula, if you're listening, I so appreciate you. You're always wondrous and so helpful. Appreciate you. I was talking to Paula, and Customer X was fairly close to us. And I believe Paula stepped on her tiny toe or something, and she let out a group scream that surprised us all. And I wanted to thank you, because it took a lot of courage and audacity to do that. Many of us were frightened, but it was a group scream. And I want to thank you for doing that for all the customers at Whole Foods. I wanted to thank Customer X. Okay. It was startling for a lot of people. And I realized a lot of what happens. Another thing is, and I think along with sounding, is to remember to exhale. See that vision of exhale three times and see the vision of the rainbow. How can people do this wonderful exercise to awaken their immunity, so we're not just a victim of this thing outside of us, or as Dr. Gail brilliantly says, the virus is weak, from hot tea to lemon to this practice of the sounding. How can people get this in practicing it at no charge? From the sound master, you, Kathleen.
At no charge, you go to
at no
the
charge.
Sound.
The I sound you sound like I sound. You sound like I surprised you.
Well, I created this audio file almost 30 years ago, okay. So it's been around for a long time, and it's helped a lot of people. And so it's kind of I have to go back and remember. Oh yeah, I did that. I usually sell it for $20 download, but now is not time to think about, you know, trying to make money off of people. In my mind, it's time to help people. People are looking for help, and if you can do it, you know, it's not hard for me to give the link out so people can just download it and use it. And so that's what I'm doing for the duration of this virus and this crisis. We'll just keep that free on my webpage, thesoundlady.com.
Thank you.
David Wolf, one of my contributors, says that we're going through the toilet paper apocalypse. I just heard that. I thought that was an interesting way to see this. So I want you guys to know this: the toilet paper is coming in. You now have a full stock. Interesting how we go to survival, right? The survival of that, I guess, root chakra, the survival inclination. Oh, I need to mention this, actually. I need to mention this because it's a new format I have. I've discovered a whole new universe of relational truths. There's a new format called Vibrant Matchmaking. beyond dating to relating, beyond dating to relating. So dating is sort of like you're in five different movie theaters, right? And you're catching all these different stories. And you go to a seventh movie theater. But true relating is discovering one story with vibrancy and awareness and going into that deeply with one person. So if you're a person that really gets the wonder of that and really get it's a relational thing, and you're also willing to drop all your notions about relationships and come in fresh. I work with people who want to be deeply in love and married and go beyond the cultural dilemma of relationships with a fresh mind and new heart. That's coming up. I wanted to mention that. So beyond vibrant matchmaking. So this is a wonderful time to intimately get to recognize someone. The whole thing about recognition, by the way, I want to mention this and run it by the panel, vibrant panel. So I was on my bicycle 7 years ago, and I realized, oh, my God, it's not about getting to know someone. It has nothing to do with that. It's not about getting to know someone. Familiarity breeds contempt. It's about recognizing the other person in a way they've never been recognized and listening to that recognition, if you will. And I called Dr. Norm Shealy up, and I said, Norm, you're married 56 years. You're a neuroscientist. What's your take on this? He said, Glenn, that's 100% what it is. It's about recognition and that wonder. The highest compliment of my life came from this doctor. She's an energy healer doctor. And she said to me, you're the only person that has seen me my whole life. And that touched my heart so deep. So how do you see someone? So I think another opportunity of what's going on is this quality of seeing and feeling in a different way. Seeing and feeling in a different way. So, Sherry, I guess you're not here today. You sent me this text. You're resting. Okay, cool. I love Sherry. The dog mystic.com. TheDogMystic.com. Sherry Marquez.
I'd like to tell a story that I think would help.
Please.
So imagine a couple, they're my parents actually, stepping out of a church together, dressed very smartly, so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. This is prior to the Depression.
Yeah.
Prior to the World War. So prior to 1929, really. And then prior to 1939 when World War started. And so just keep that image and listen to this story. My parents would say, we lived through the Depression and survived on beans and rice left by the door by welfare. Mm. We survived the World War and again were strapped, but we rose to the occasion with the entire globe. With Dad gone overseas and Mom at home with kids, just stay still and be careful. Do what your doctors and the authorities like the CDC and the WHO say. Mm. Be good. Say your prayers. Take your vitamins and go to bed on time. We love you.
Good, solid, common sense.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They sound like divine parents, Gail. So beautiful.
Well, all parents are divine in their own way, and in that sense, that is what they would say. So I kind of channeled that, and I just—it's also comforting, you know.
I want to ask you guys a question. I want to ask you, Kathleen. I want to hear you. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead first. I'll ask the question secondary. Go ahead.
Well, and you're talking about parenting and seeing.
Yes. Yes.
People, you know, one of the mother's biggest jobs for her children is to say to them, I see you. Mommy, look. Mommy, watch. Mommy, see. Mommy, look. I see you. I see you. I see you. Mirroring, being that mirror, looking at someone with eyes that mirror back to them who they are with an open heart. That's where the magic happens. And anyone who's a mommy knows that.
Well, Kathleen, you know, I just would like, you know, I wanted to just let everybody know about your chakra sound spa experiences that you offer, because, you know, you're so generous to offer this sound for immunity. But you also offer private sessions for people. And if people are finding that they're home and they don't know what to do with themselves, I mean, I think this is a really great way to practice self-care and to tune into your own chakra scale with the guided meditations that you provide. I know how beneficial it was for both myself and for Glenn when you did it for us. And, you know, I've been going through it, and it's been really helpful just to sort of clear my mind and to stay in a very positive way. And I was just wondering if you could just share with the audience just a little bit about what they could expect to experience, because, you know, I think it would be very useful for so many people right now in the community.
It's very helpful for anxiety, PTSD, insomnia, and depression, because our chakras are all connected to glands of our endocrine system, right? And all those glands, the adrenal glands and the pancreatic gland and the thyroid and the pituitary gland and the pineal gland, they're always turning all these processes on and off in our body, turning on these hormones, turning off the hormones. And when you know what your chakras notes are, where you can, when you hum them and you feel them vibrate in your body, it's a way of creating a real relationship with those glands and just giving energy with your voice to your body. And that's what I teach people how to do, to find their chakra scale. And then I have meditations that go along with that once we know what your root chakra note is. It's really common. Like if you're having trouble sleeping at night because you're worrying, and you, I have these like a little MP3 player, you know, next to the bed, and I've got a couple of little like computer speakers, not a big deal, but I got it plugged in, and if I am having trouble stopping my mind, I listen to my chakra sounds, and within 5 minutes, okay, it's all gone. It's gone away. We've kind of gotten rid of the extra adrenaline and the extra cortisol and all those stress hormones, and we're increasing oxytocin. And it's a really simple way to adjust your mood by just singing your chakra scale notes. Or if you can't sing them, just listening to your chakra scale notes, you know, on the guided meditation. So you can do that at thesoundlady.com. You can sign up for an individual session, a 30-minute session. It's $60. It's not going to break you. And it's going to teach you how to sing your chakra scale and give you these MP3s to listen to. It's that you can use for the rest of your life. And if PTSD is an issue, listen to your chakra sounds. If anxiety is an issue, listen to your chakra sounds. You can adjust your mood in 5 to 10 minutes.
So wonderful.
So when you give a reading, Kathleen, could you read someone's voice in a way that could you give them a sound prescription?
A sound prescription.
Yeah, in other words, when you listen to their voice, you could share with them things to put them in touch with the sounds that could be, like, I guess, as an example, there's a guy in New Jersey. His name is Sat Bunyangar. He's a chakra psychologist, and he gives you tuning fork sounds to balance your chakras. And so I was just wondering, do you ever do personal prescriptions, medicinal sounds? Like there's a woman that came to, and she would hang out in the subways. She couldn't really go to bed at night. He gave a certain toning. So I'm wondering if you do that as well. Do you give people a specific prescription, or can you? If someone's listening right now and they think they want to work with you and have you give them a prescription, a sound healing prescription, is that something that you do as well?
Well, that is what your chakra sounds are.
Okay.
That is exactly.
So it's a prescription.
They are your sound, it's your body. It's the musical key of the emotional content of your body and the cellular memory of your body. It's vibrating at the sort of optimal frequency. So, yes, I mean, when I'm doing this exercise, you know, with people and finding their chakra notes and having them sing them, I can hear in their voice where the weaknesses are in their system, because there's just maybe a thinness in the sound of their voice or a crack in the sound of their voice. It's something that I pick up that says, you know, there's something behind that. Let's tone that a little bit longer and see if we can bring it out and clear it. So that's exactly what your chakra sounds are, Glenn. It's a I don't want to use the word prescription because I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to get
right.
in trouble for practicing medicine
right.
without a license.
Okay.
But it is a technique that will help you balance all kinds of issues in your body. Because when I do that, one of the things that I give you in the downloads is a sort of a chakra correlations list, and it shows all of the chakras and how each chakra correlates to colors and senses and hormones and feelings and ailments. And I mean, you can just kind of look at this chart and say, oh, I'm feeling that today, and that goes along with my throat chakra, so maybe I need to hum my throat chakra note a little bit longer, or listen to that longer on the MP3. It kind of gives you a system for figuring out what's going on by looking at the chart and knowing what your notes are to fix it.
Yeah, the charts are absolutely fabulous. You've put so much time into producing them, and I really was appreciative of receiving them. I am very, very grateful. So please, if you have the time, you know, please make an appointment. Gail, have you had an opportunity to have a session?
How?
Are you still there?
Yeah. What did you say?
Oh, okay. I said, did you have an opportunity to have one of your personal sessions with Kathleen?
No, but I'm sure planning on it. I've been so inundated. I have been on the phone from dawn till way after dark with patients. I can't charge because my office is closed and my girls have the virus, and it's been really difficult. So I don't haven't had opportunity, but I sure will. And I've been doing
Now let's take a time to do that, because I know you're going to this is very stressful, and just having these sounds on in the background while you're going through all of that stressful work will help.
I do have a lot of techniques of my own, but of course I want to you to share with me. I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I
you have gotten as far as you are without knowing, having your own self-care tools. But, you know, this is really a time for people. Some of the old tools that we've had in our coping toolbox aren't working anymore. And we need to find new tools. And so there's a conscious sort of opening, a willingness to look for something new. If your old tools aren't working, you might want to try sound.
I plan on it.
I wanted to thank you, Gail. I want to let the audience know that I called Gail. It's probably last week. And so there's information, and there's the summoning of wisdom. Right? There's information. So as an example, when I went to school, I met a pleasant teacher. And the pleasant teacher made me realize everything was different. So what happens when we get used to mechanical information, right now there's a lot of mechanical information. Gail actually led me. She woke up my cells. She said, Glenn, go take a shower, clean your clothes. It was like 12 o'clock midnight, and I was feeling sort of on this edge of like a fog of anxiety. And then Gail said those wonderful words, the virus is weak. Right? She kind of brought me up. See, coming into healing, coming into awakening together is like breaking that trance, breaking this vagueness, right? So the sounding is an example. Is your conscious will. One of the things I've learned from Rudolf Steiner, and I'll tell you guys this really quick story. My wife had Lyme disease. My beloved Donna had Lyme disease. And I called a anthroposophical neurologist. And he said to me just one thing. He says, Glenn, you got to find, because Donna's, my wife's face was frozen. There's a video online called Her Beautiful Face, Her Beautiful Face, where I talk about this. I talk about relational imagery. But he said, you got to find something that Donna relates to that invokes her conscious will. So I was sitting talking to the neurologist, and I looked down and I saw this catalog, Earthshoe catalog. And I went out to the backyard. Donna was laying on a sheet. And I say, pick a pair of shoes that you love. And she was still, she was actually neurologically damaged from the spirochetes. And she pointed out to these red shoes. And I got out of the red shoes came the next day. And that was an invoking. So when I spoke to you, Gail, you invoked me. You, the transfer of your wisdom, because it wasn't just the information. It was you letting me know, don't let this notion get inside you. Don't let this thought virus get inside you. Go wash yourself down. And I clean my aura. I clean my energy body. And I'm so grateful for our midnight chat. I just wanted to let you know it meant the world to me and means the world to me now. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Anytime, please.
So wisdom is this beautiful thing, and I know that so much about who you are. And I'm, by the way, I'm excited about your reporting from the session with Kathleen as well. I'm curious what you discover, what your experience is, because I appreciate you're kind of a wisdom. You're more than a holder. You're a giver, I guess. You're a wisdom giver. By the way, I want to thank my deep friends, my family at Om Times, as we collaborate to open up the new and expanded Vibrant Living Network. And I'll be sharing more about this with you next week. Today I meet with Dr. Group a little later today, who's reaching out to millions of people. We're going to have a conversation about bringing – I think this opportunity is bringing a new message out. And part of the message, which Dr. Group pointed out to me, is that these super large conglomerates, these large pharmaceuticals, they're buying up. They're coming and buying a lot of what used to be sort of mom and pop or small and natural food or supplement companies. So to bring this back to you guys so we could use lifestyle, intimacy, and love as our main medicine. That was it, Chris, huh? I guess I'm just going to want to thank Dr. Gail Lorando. I love her so much. Lisa, you've been such a deep contribution. Kathleen, the sound master. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Stay with us. Well, stay with us in spirit. We'll be with you again next week. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. I'm Glenn Brooks. Thank you deeply. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.